Selma, they made love to him.
Why is your mind always just right on the brink of gay sex?
Yeah, I can't possibly understand that.
Can I withdraw the last comment?
It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Well, the NFL sure hit a home run.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you fear the mudslide, Giorgio?
Not around here.
In his pants, he does.
That's terrible.
A complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Who has the only center-hung video board in the NFL?
Cowboys.
That's right.
I didn't know Eric Dampier went out there and hung that thing.
There it is, a center-hung joke.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week.
I took my own two hands and crafted that joke.
On the Little Ticket.
It sucked.
It was great.
There was nothing ultra
it was great,
premium about
and that's
that.
Why you guys can't handle it.
Junior Miller being featured prominently in that e-break open. Yes, the emergency break of the week, we give you three examples of a show stopping down, and you get the vote on it. 888-787-1310. Well, we could probably nominate this guy every week, but he's back nominated for the first time in a while. Craig Rosengarten from the T-Box on Saturday morning. He was trying to talk about Glenfiddich Scotch. You think he nailed it?
I'm guessing no.
You guessed right.
Should be a fun show today. It is sponsored by Glenfiddich Scotch. Well, yeah, it
should
be.
It will be a good show, and it'll even be better if you taste a little Glenfiddich Scotch.
Glenfiddich Snotch. Whatever that was. It's a new product they're unveiling.
Got bacon.
He sounds like he's tanked up on Glenfiddich every week.
There's no way that didn't work.
He suffered some sort of head damage, didn't he? Wasn't he in like a bad accident or something?
No, I don't think so. That's just the way he talks early on a Saturday morning. Craig Rosengarten. Hit it again.
Should be a fun show today. It is sponsored by Glenfiddich Scotch.
Be?
Well, yeah,
it
should be.
It will be a good show. And it'll even be better if you taste a little Glenfiddich Scotch.
Glenfiddich Snotch. Whatever that was. It's a new product they're unveiling.
Who's that cackling in the background?
I don't know.
That's a funny reaction, though. All right, there's Craig Rosengarten up for an e-break, as is one Danny Bayless. Now, we do this from time to time. Sometimes we don't listen to the show that we're on. And Corby's talking about Pete Davidson, the comedian who fortunately lost his father in 9/11. Maybe more unfortunately, he cracks jokes about that sometimes, and it makes everybody uncomfortable. Well, he did that in the Justin Bieber roast, which Corby talks about, and Danny thought he would just reintroduce that in their setup of Pete Davidson audio.
You've heard of him, Mike, because we played his work on the air. He was part of that Justin Bieber roast not too long ago. Now, Pete Davidson, for those who do not know, is a New Yorker who lost his father on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe. And he was the one that's making 9/11 dad jokes.
Well, hey, we're setting him up here, Danny.
What?
That's what we're doing. We're setting all this up.
Yeah, that's why I was helping and jumping in. Do you want me to just be quiet and sit here?
No. You do what you want.
No, I'm playing the audio here. That's where we're getting to here.
Okay.
It's no worries.
A little discussion beforehand wouldn't hurt.
I know. But anyway, so...
Then he gets mad at Corby. Well, you don't want me to talk? And Ryan's, no. You say what you want.
You talk from your mouth.
Boy, that was such a quick turnaround, too. He said exactly what Corby said like 3 seconds later.
I thought he was joking.
Yeah.
No, he was serious. One more.
You've heard of him, Mike, because we played his work on the air. He was part of that Justin Bieber roast not too long ago. Now, Pete Davidson, for those who do not know, is a New Yorker who lost his father on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe. And he was the one making 9/11 dad jokes.
Well, we're setting him up here, Danny.
What?
That's what we're doing. We're setting all this up.
Yeah, that's why I was helping and jumping in. Do you want me to just be quiet and sit here?
No. You do what you want.
No, I'm playing the audio here. That's where we're getting to here. It's no worries.
A little discussion beforehand wouldn't hurt.
I know. But anyway, so
Yeah, why does Rhines tell him to do what he wants?
You just do what you want. Because he didn't hear it either, I don't think. No, you made a good point there, Danny. You keep that up.
I'm hearing it for the first time when Danny said it.
Oh, man, that's a funny one. All right, and speaking of the hard line, when Corby Davidson is candidate number three, now help me out here, Junior. He went to Knoxville.
Yes.
And he did the show from Knoxville on Friday. Mm-hmm. Thursday, he went to Norman and hung out with Joe Washington and Barry Switzer.
Yes.
So alcohol had to be involved that night because this is how Corby broke down Giants at the Cowboys on Sunday night.
It's to the point now where the whole thing just moves so fast and hits so hard that the game has outgrown the limits of the human frame.
Right. It's weird, though, looking at this game and not feeling any angst because, you know, this is a divisional road game against a traditionally really good team. And I swear to you, man, I think they're going to go up there and beat the living crap out of them Sunday night.
That's a good thing it's a home game, though.
Oh, yeah, home game, sorry.
I'm thinking of Philadelphia next week. I think because you're in Tennessee.
Yeah, I'm thinking of Philadelphia, sorry.
Good stuff, Corby.
No, thank you.
What drop is that? Good stuff, Corby.
I don't know, I'll find it.
Is that, that's not Noxie, is it?
Hacksaw Hamilton.
Oh Hacksaw. God, that's funny.
Good stuff. All right, so there is some good stuff. Craig Rosengarten, Danny, or Corby? 888-787-1310. Is the number. Let's all vote responsibly. Hello. Hello.
What?
Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, bitch. What's going on?
Hey, come on.
Yes.
Let's not talk like that, sir.
Okay.
All right. We'll see you later. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, guys. I heard you guys talking about Pete Davidson earlier. And did you know his dad died at 9/11?
Yes. Thank you. Okay. Thank you very much. Hello. You're on the ticket.
Yes, I'd like to cast my vote to a FCC certified broadcaster, please.
Okay, I think we're all certified.
I'll vote for Corby.
Okay. Hi, you're on Sports Radio 1310, 96.7 FM, the ticket.
Vaginal sex, born, penis.
No. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I'd like to responsibly vote for George's antiquated penile implant.
Okay, I don't have antiquated. Those, sir. Hello, you're on the ticket.
I'm on the radio.
Yes.
Then how about I take Corby and let's do a segment on the CSU game. On
Okay, we're not going to do that. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Junes.
Yes, sir.
Vaginal slice, born.
No, he doesn't want to hear that.
That's quite enlightening.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break?
Yeah, I'd like to vote for D's Nuts, please.
Not a candidate, but thank you for your call. Hello, you're on the ticket.
Yeah, I'd like to vote for Bastion Booger, and Ty Walker is my leader.
It's a wrestling reference.
Okay. Hello, you're on ticket radio.
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for Mike Fernandez's vagina.
Mark Dan.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
And this one's from Gordon, vaginal slice, born.
Oh, thank you. That's the guy.
Stop. Yeah. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, I'd like to undervote for Turd Ferguson and overvote for Danny.
Okay, thank you.
What the hell just happened?
Hi, you're on Ticket Radio, AM and FM.
Good morning, Ethan. This is Mushmouth.
Yeah?
That's Mushmouth?
Good morning. You guys had a pretty good little morning.
Pretty good. Who you vote for?
And I do vote for Vaginal Slice.
Oh! God. Stop. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to your mom and
Yeah, great call. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George, let's me and you wish the Angry Dog, Mac, Oscar, and Ahmed the Clockmaker happy birthday.
All right.
That's not what he goes by now, by the way.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, good morning, guys. It's the Goose.
Hey, Goose.
Just want to let you know I'm catching the e-break for the first time. It sucks. Your segment sucks. Your show sucks. I wish you failure.
Oh, and you don't want to vote Goose. Either, I guess. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Is this George?
Yep.
Vaginal slice, born born.
Oh my gosh! You guys happy now?
Yeah,
I'm getting actually, happier. I'm pretty happy.
Freaking ruins the segment, but I'm glad you're happy. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
I would like to vote responsibly for vaginal slice, born born.
That offends me.
That's great. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, I'd like a brief history on how you three guys met and like to vote for Rosengarten Snotch.
Okay, thank you. Hi, you're on the ticket. We don't have time for that.
Interesting fact. Mr. Davidson's dad was in 9/11, I believe, a fireman and died.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Hello? Hello, caller. You are on the air. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Give me 9/11 comedy.
And ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner. Thank Danny God. Bayless wins the emergency break of the week.
You've heard of him, Mike, because we've played his work on the air. He was part of that Justin Bieber roast not too long ago. Now, Pete Davidson, for those who do not know, is a New Yorker who lost his father on 9/11. His dad was a firefighter.
You remember him from the Bieber roast, I believe, and he was the one That's making 9/11 dad jokes.
Well, about we're setting him up here, Danny.
What?
That's what we're doing. We're setting all this up.
Yeah, that's why I was helping and jumping in. Do you want me to just be quiet and sit here?
No, well, no. You do what you want.
No, I'm playing the audio here. That's where we're what we're getting to here. Okay. It's no worries.
Little discussion beforehand would hurt.
I know.
Yeah, it would.
But anyway, so.
All right, how many is that for Danny?
22nd win for the Angry Repeater.
Okay, way to go, Danny. Up next.